Chapter 11, Purchase and Storage of Material for Airline Catering. The basic objective what we learned today is airline catering is complex and a massive type of catering. Procurement of in-flight meals from flight kitchen to in-flight caterers. The requirement to maintain standards, quality, quantity and the delivery of meals by supplier. The challenges faced by suppliers, flight kitchens. The storage of meals in trolleys at the galley and at the time of distribution of same. We all must be knowing when we travel in the flight, we get the food to eat in the flight. We all relish the food. But do you know the background, how the food comes in, what the process they follow, how is the flight being loaded, materials are being loaded in the galley and how it comes to us. We'll try to go a deep analysis to understand how this process happens, how the items are being ordered, how it is being processed, how the food is being put in the galley, how it comes to the flight. Introduction. In-flight catering is a massive industry, not only providing employment to thousands of people, but providing over 1 billion meals to passengers every year. There are so many passengers which fly throughout in every country or every part of the world. If in numbers, you will see it goes into crores of people for passengers traveling. It means that number of aspects is important in terms of planning, in terms of coordination, in terms of making the materials available. And if you understand, there are so many passengers. The passengers are not only of a particular country of origin. They are of different cultures. So we need to ensure that the right quality of food is required, has required by them. If there is an advance order which is placed by them, is delivered to them. It spans all aspects of service planning, meal ordering, forecasting. Forecasting is very important because every flight that follows, there is number of passengers. So we have to see the number of passengers flying. There's a connecting flights. If there is a flight which goes from Bombay to Delhi, from Delhi to Jammu Kashmir. So they have to plan all the entire cycle. Seeing that every passenger which comes in the flight, right from Bombay up to the destination, is being given the right quality of food throughout the journey what they do. Forecasting, operations, materials management, coordination between the purchase, between the manufacturer of foods, financial controls and reporting, financial control to understand that any meal is not being wasted on flight, whatever is being ordered by them is being delivered to them as per the quality which have they have expected from us. Features of the product, reduce manual process, they require real-time data, optimize galley inventory and planning, streamlining catering business. So you see that there is a manual process which happens in the back end, but when the person is on the flight, we all need that there's a flight journey which probably lasts for around 1.5 to 2 or 3 hours maximum. So in that 3 hours, the hostess or the flight person has to ensure and understand that every single guest, every single customer is given the food, is delivered the food, the food after eating is being cleared off, taken, put in the meal cart and back. So it's an entire cycle and it requires a proper planning. If the proper planning doesn't happen, it's quite possible that even before the flight lands, the food may not be taken back from the guest. So there is a cycle. There is an entire flow which happens. So there's a planning from right from the material management to the hostess to the operations. Planning and procedures. Special menus are planned for the passengers of business or first class. So as we know, there are certain flights which carry guests right from the first class to an economy class. So the food which is being catered to an economy class is different, and the food which is being catered to the business class is different. In business class, they have an option. They have a kind of a menu card which is given to them, and they can actually select what they want. But in the case of economy class, they have only the option of veg and non-veg. Most airlines do not have their own in-flight kitchen, but rely on professional airline caterings for the meals and other foodstuffs. What does this mean? This means that most of the airlines, whether it is an Indian Airlines, whether it is an Indigo Airlines, Go Airlines, or any other airlines which is in India, or any other airlines which is an international level, mostly they don't have their own in-flight catering. They have to depend on the third party. What are these TP or the third party? Third party airlines are those people who manufacture, who makes food for them. So, but they require prior information. They have to make arrangement for the food. They have to ensure that the quality of the food, what is being shortlisted by the company operations, are being given to them. Types of meal and quality and quantity check. They range from snacks or beverage in short haul, economy class to a 7-course meal in a first class lounge hall. So if you see the flight, as I said, there's a short haul. What is a short haul flight? A short haul flight could be ranging from between approximately 1 hour to 2 hours. A long haul flight could also range from 1 hour to up to 10 hours. When you fly to London or when you fly to US, the journey is quite long. So these are all long flights. It means it's not only one particular meal you have to give it to them. There are possibilities that you have to start from the breakfast, you have to give lunch, there could be offering of beverages to them. So this is a long fault or a long haul we can talk about, or short haul. So the catering operations or the purchase or the stores or the backend operations has to ensure that every single guest who comes in, he gets what they want, because these people are from different origin, they come from different places, they have their own likeness about the quality of food, and the most important thing is they expect a very good service. A service can be in terms of the food given to them. The service could be the quality of food, or service could also be as and when required they order whatever food they want. Different types of special meals. As we know that every country is different and every people who are flying from every part of the world are different. So they expect the same homely food what they travel. For example, if you see the cultural diets, these are the traditional meals such as the Turkish meals, Italian meals, French, Chinese, Indian, Korean, etc. It means when you are traveling as a guest, if you are an Indian, you expect that I want to have Indian food. You could be accepting some masala dosas, or maybe you can expect some vada sambar. It's up to a choice. But your expectation is there from the particular airlines. So they have to ensure that these products are given to them. There could be some people who have Jain variant, so they want only Jain food. In this case, again, the operations or the in-flight catering have to ensure and that they give the same quality of food what you expect from them. In-flight and baby food. Milk and baby food is also uplifted along with a few feeding bottles. Usually when a person is traveling, they ask you, is there a baby on board? Is there a person of a particular medical assistance required? In those cases, they ask you what they want. So there is a mail which accordingly they have catered to that. So especially in the case of baby, they ask you if there's a baby, is there? Do you require feeding bottles? Do you require long haul flights? Do you require special kind of a food for babies? Maybe it could be a burger, it could be a hot dogs, it could be a baked beans. The basic objective of the airlines is to give the comfort level, to make you understand that you are traveling with the best of airlines. Whatever you expect, whatever, whether it's food, baby food, whether it's a Korean food, everything is given to you as per likes and choices. There could be cases where small baby wants to have some nice ice cream or maybe a chocolate. In these cases, again, they have the eyes to ensure and understand that they carry all this stuff in the back end. Medical diets, as we discussed, this includes low, high fiber, low fat, diabetic, peanut free. There are many people or many guests who travels, they are maybe allergic to certain peanuts. In this case, they may have a kind of a requisition which they initially put with the airlines, that I am a diabetic, so give me any food which there is no sugar in this. Or maybe they have a concern saying that I am allergic to gluten, so please ensure that there is a gluten free meals available. So these all arrangements has to be done, and this arrangement will only happen when there is a proper coordination, a proper communication, a communication between the operations or the flight catering who makes food for them. Between the purchase, they have to inform them what they require. Accordingly, the purchase also has to ensure that those food products are also made available for the guests to the operations, so that they can deliver to the guests. Medical diets, this includes low, high fiber, low fat, diabetic, peanut free, non-lactose, low sodium. Low sodium is people who have got some pressure problem, low blood pressure problem, they require food where is low sodium. In this case, they have to ensure and understand that such foods are also made available in the galley for the guest. Low purine, low calorie, low protein, bland meals and gluten free meals. Religious diets like kosher, halal, Hindu, Buddhist and Jain vegetarians. As we know, there are different kind of culture people standing. It could be a Muslim who's traveling who prefers to have only halal food. So they ensure that they put a requisition saying that I want the food whichever, whether it is non-veg made, which is made in terms of halal. Vegetarian meals defined as vegan. Nowadays, a lot of people are trying to eat vegan foods because they don't want to eat a non-veg. In this case, again, the catering operations have to ensure and understand that these products are made available. In crux, if you see, understand that sir, there are so many passengers which are flying. Every passenger's likes are different, but it's a very Herculean task for the operations to ensure that they carry everything. They have to cater to the Indian customers, they have to cater to culture customers of different culture, they have to look after the baby customers who are traveling, give them food, milk, feeding bottles, etc. Again, they also have to ensure and understand that the people who are traveling, if they got some medical problems, those foods are also made available for them. Challenges faced by the supply in-flight caterers. A quality assurance department with a fully equipped food analysis report on site. As you know that whenever the flight has been traveled, every single food which is being delivered has to be of a very good quality. A quality assurance department is required. The importance is because once the flight has been taken board from the aircraft, it flies over. If the quality has any problem with the food, this could be hazardous. This could lead to a different situation on board. So they have to ensure and understand that the quality food is very important. For that case, every single unit who is manufacturing food or is producing food, they have to ensure that the quality assurance department which is available. The quality assurance department checks every single product. They do a kind of a test analysis to see that the food which is given is of a supreme quality and of right candidate for the guest who is traveling. In-house training department, there is the in-house training which happens at the back end, at the in-flight caterers. They are fully equipped. They have to wear proper gloves. They have to wear the headgear to ensure and understand that whatever food is being done, if it's been produced over there, it's been delivered to the guest of the supreme quality. So the proper in-house training is required for them. Food safety and hygiene. Food safety and hygiene is also an important aspect. They have to ensure, understand that the entire premises where the food is being manufactured is taken care of, is clean on a regular basis. That is the hygiene level which is being maintained. They have a kind of a log, a book over there where every day they check if all the items are received as per the standards. A complete check is being done to say that quality food is being received as per the specifications. 24 hours maintenance workshop on the premises. Since, as you know very well, the flights keep on flying on a regular basis, there is no hall for that. It's 24 hours. In this case, they have to ensure, they have to understand that the workshop is 24 hours maintaining. So that though they require the staff, they require people full time on job. A transport fleet including high load trucks. We all must have seen when we travel, there are a lot of big trucks which comes in and they start putting the food on the airlines. So these are the trucks which is required. These are not ordinary trucks. These are high fleet trucks, which has to go up to a height of around 20-25 feet so that they can put food in the aircraft. HACCP certificate is a must. HACCP certification is very, very important to ensure, understand that whatever food is being produced, is being manufactured, is being produced in the flight caterers is of a best quality as per the standards or norms laid by the flight catering people. These are the example of high load trucks which you can see as I was telling you. These are specialized trucks wherein the entire containers of food is being uplifted straight to the aircraft. They have to ensure and understand that this particular fleet of a particular container which is been going is carries hygienically cleared, is done safe, all the products are mentioned in that is as per the standards of the flights. Requirement of in-flight meals, release of tenders. So we'll now go to a process ki what happens, how does a material being produced or manufactured, it reaches the in-flight catering, and from in-flight catering, how does it go to the airlines. The first is the release of tenders. As a process, first the purchase person has to understand what is the requisition. In such case, they have to collaborate with the operation team. So the purchase department will check with the in-flight team at the level what are the items are required. So they will get a requisition of, let's understand, they say we have around 500 passengers who is flowing at one particular flight. So they will check with the operations team, these 500 people, what they want to eat, what is the consumption, is there any kind of special meal which is required, according to which they make a kind of a projection. Now for this, after making a projection, they will release a tender for this. For that, they will call the appointed vendors saying that we require so much items of fish or chicken or milk or it could be some dry fruits, and accordingly a tender is being released. Once they get a tender released, they'll get a quick quote from them. After the quote is being received, they have to do a comparative. A comparative is done between the three or four vendors. Every vendor will give a different quote. So they will see which vendor is giving the quote. Are the vendor who is supplying the product of a particular standard? How is the feedback in the market? Can supply the good quality? They also have to do a check to ensure and understand that from where the product is coming is hygienically produced or manufactured. For especially in the case of chicken, in the case of fish, they have to ensure they do a factory visit report. After you have selected the vendor and you have got the quotes and you have done a comparative and you have selected a particular vendor, then they have to do an e-invoicing. What is e-invoicing? Electronic invoicing means they have to release a kind of a purchase order to them, saying that this is items which we require, based on which the vendor will start giving a kind of a sample of all the products. So let's understand, if I say I have selected a chicken leg boneless, so they have to give me a sample of those products to do a quality check, to do an analysis to check the quality of the product is as per our requirement. is as per our specifications. After the samples are being checked and a laboratory test is being and it is approved, then the supply information management is required, which we say who the vendor is, where is his plant, how fast he can supply, how many number of trucks he has, or how many number of transport facility he has, so can he deliver the materials on time. Once all those informations are being done, then it is given to the caterer for the approval. The caterer will also check the product, the variance of the products, what quality has been supplied, how is the network of that vendor, and after the approval of the caterer receive a kind of a PO purchase order issuance is given. The purchase order is issued to the vendor saying that this is the item which you require, this is the delivery timelines, this is the quality, this is the specifications. Based on all those criteria, a PO is being issued. After the purchase order is being issued, they issue the materials to the respective department for doing the in-flight process. Contract collaborating and signing is very important, so that any if there is any kind of variance between the specifications in terms of delivery timelines, a clause can be put so that the material which is coming can be rejected. Section of the flight kitchen. From this you can see how the materials are being done. The most important thing we need to understand that every single item or every single food which is being given to the guest has to carry of the same grammages. It means every single variety of products or small cart what we have on the trolley is all being the same portion size. It could be around 200 grams, it could be 250 grams. For example, if there is a chicken, they say a portion of around 150 to say 160 grams. So these are all standards being maintained at each of the in-flight caterings, based on which there is a quotation which is received from the respective people to give it to the guests. Storing of in-flight meals on the aircraft. Flight meals are prepared on in-flight kitchen or by in-flight caterers. So all the products or all the food which is being produced is being manufactured by the in-flight caterers. In-flight caterers, they work day and night, 24 hours. They have to ensure that whatever meal is being ordered is being produced, kept properly and been delivered to the flight on time, well in time, because whenever flight lands at the airport, they have only 45 minutes in hand. In 45 minutes, they have to ensure that the old trolleys are being cleared and the new trolley is being put in the aircraft for servicing the guest. Galleys of the aircraft have trolleys which can be filled with trays of food or drink and lock into position of galleying. The galleys galley is basically a place where all the food stuff is being stored. All these galleys which goes in the aircraft is being checked by security. So it's very important that these all items are being checked. After it's being checked, it is being sealed by the security officers. And once the seal is being locked, that seal cannot be opened till the flight takes off. Now the most important thing to make it aware is that every single galley which is being locked by security carries a seal number. And these seal numbers are verified when the materials are delivered on the aircraft. The number of galleys on the aircraft depends on the size of the plane. Now it depends, we have different kind of planes. There could be an Airbus 320, there could be an Airbus 340. So the number of seating capacity in the flight or the number of passengers which are flying, it depends on that. If the flight is around 320 capacity, so the guests would be around 188 numbers. In those cases, these guests are limited. So maybe you will have only front galley and a back galley. But if the aircraft is big aircraft, maybe an Airbus 340, where they have the capacity of the aircraft could be around more than 250 passengers. In this case, you will have a galley in front, you will have a galley in the middle, and you have a galley in the last. So that the entire section of the aircraft is divided into three different sections. In-flight food storage. See, this is a kind of an image which you can see. There is a tray over here. In the tray, everything is organized, well organized. Because on when the flight boards or takes off from the airport, the flight purser, the hostess, they don't have much of time to do all those work. So everything is pre-planned. So if you see, this cup is being arranged, the food is being arranged, there are tissue papers, and these all are standing in a standard format. They'll have the tea, coffee, they'll have hot water in this, you'll have hot coffee, hot tea, hot milk. So everything is pre-planned so that when the flight goes off, the hostess can immediately take the trays and give it to the guest without wasting any time. The trolleys that fit into the galley and used for service center. This is the image of a trolley, or rather a meal cart. This is a meal cart. The meal cart will have different sections in this. One section would be probably for only storing the beverages, or one section only for the meal carts. So because these are the trolleys which will go in the passage. If you see when you travel in the aircraft, between the two seats where there is a limited space. So each of this meal cart has been defined basically in how it can pass through those small narrow gaps. there is a lock over here which you can see the red color. So whenever the flight is being taken off, they have to ensure that this lock is being put so that the galley, the meal cart or the galley doesn't come in front or doesn't go in behind. Food storage area in the aircraft. This is how the food storage area is in the aircraft. This also will have the meal cart which is kept over here in the basement. So there could be 3 or 4 meal cart which is kept. Then you will have the provision of making the hot water also hot. Especially there are customers who require hot tea or they require plain water, hot water. In those cases, there is a provision where you have to put the flask and you have to make the water hot. Then you will have the provision to keep all the medicines. Some medicines are kept over here as per the requirements of the guest. So this is a kind of a small, this kind of setup you will be having in all the aircraft. And this setup will depend on the number of aircraft. It could be 3 or 4 provisions like this, could be in the front of the aircraft, could be back of the aircraft, could be in the middle of the aircraft. And every hostess or the crew has been, or hostess or the flight person will be given an area where they have to handle this. Thank you.